AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Students were welcomed back to Umpqua Community College today in Roseburg, Oregon, less than 2 weeks after a mass shooting on campus.
There were signs reading UCC Strong. People were waving American flags. Volunteers and dogs were on campus for the return of classes to provide comfort. There were state troopers and sheriff's deputies also on campus. The school's president said it's too early to say how security at the college might change. The building where the shots were fired, Snyder Hall, is still closed. Oregon Governor Kate Brown was on campus. She says there were a lot of hugs, a lot of tears. I'm Ed Donahue.
Arab groups fighting Islamic State militants in northern Syria are being resupplied by American cargo planes.
A military spokesman says Air Force C-17s dropped the supplies to the Arab groups in northern Syria yesterday. Colonel Steve Warren would not identify the groups receiving the small arms ammunition, but did say their leaders have been vetted and that they are fighting to remove the militants from Syria. The airdrop follows the revamped administration approach in Syria, in which it will provide equipment to existing rebel groups instead of trying to build a new Syrian force. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A lawyer for a pair of Milwaukee cops suing a gun shop for negligence told jurors today the store should have to pay several million dollars in damages for selling a gun that was used to wound his clients. The case has drawn attention because it could set gun law precedent if jurors find the gun shop owners can be held financially responsible for a crime committed with a weapon purchased at their store. A man's been charged with possession of a firearm in the fatal shooting of a Memphis police officer who was heading to his work when he and a neighbor became involved in an argument that escalated into a shootout Sunday. This is AP Radio News. Chase Utley was not in the Los Angeles Dodgers starting lineup for Game 3 of their NL Division Series against the New York Mets tonight, but his two-game suspension for sliding into second baseman Ruben Tejada is still the talk of the town.
Chase Utley is getting no love among Mets fans, including Mayor Bill de Blasio, who don't want to see the Dodgers' second baseman playing anytime soon.
He can appeal all he wants, but he's guilty of sin. I mean, that is a tackle.
Mets fans Luis Carrion and Liz Schmidt agree.
Dirty play, bottom line. He knew what he was doing. He did it to take him out. That was it. He wanted to break up the play, but he knew he was out of the baseline.
Chase Utley, let me tell you, he should be kicked out of baseball for the rest of his life.
Utley's hard slide left the Mets' Ruben Tejada with a broken leg. He's out for the rest of the season. Julie Walker, New York.
The Royals beat the Astros 9-6 to force a decisive Game 5 in the ALDS. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.